Loggers 80 and out discussion. Come on up. All right.
I'm Penny Thomas.
Thank you,
Sir Walker.
So if you don't care when you get to the mic, would you
say it again?
He'll want you to stay there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Close enough to the mic?
Yep.
Okay. I am Penny Thomas from Missouri Loggers. I'm an education and outreach specialist there, and I am going to talk to you today a little bit about the Rule of 80 that's up for consideration and answer any questions that you may have. I'm assuming that you have probably seen this supplemental actuarial valuation at one point. I pulled out what I thought the most important pages were of the valuation. And, of course, the most important page, I believe, is page 4. So that's on the inside of the cover. And this shows what would happen to the contribution rate and what would happen to the unfunded liability if moving to the Rule of 80. Okay, we have that you are currently at the L6 plan, which is a 2% multiplier, a 5-year final average salary, and 0% member contributions. We were at regular retirement eligibility, and the option is to elect to go to the Rule of 80. The normal cost rate, casualty rate, and prior service make the total contribution rate of 15.1% currently. If you were to move to the Rule of 80, that contribution rate for general employees would be 17.7%. And we are talking general employees right now. The increase is 2.6%. The increase also will be in the unfunded liability. And this is one that, you know, particularly grabbed my attention, in that the unfunded liability would be $2,089,447. To me, what that says is that there are quite a few people in the general department that would probably benefit from the Rule of 80. Because of the large amount that it would entail as far as the unfunded liability. Now, I have to say that as far as the Rule of 80 is concerned, I just want to make sure that everybody understands what that means for loggers is that the number of years of logger service the person has plus their age, once that equals 80, they are able to retire with full logger's benefits, no reduction in benefits. If the regular retirement or normal retirement is age 60, they can retire at age 55, anywhere from 55 to 60, but that would have been at a reduction at 0.5% every month they are younger than 60. So if they retired a full 5 years early, it would be a 30% reduction of what they would receive on a monthly basis. So this Rule of 80 then does not work that way. Once they reach their sum of years of service under loggers plus their age, once that equals 80, they're able to receive full benefits without a reduction. Now, if the individual does not reach that sum of 80 until after 60 years of age, they do not have to wait until their Rule of 80 age. They can go ahead and retire at the normal retirement, even if you have the Rule of 80, of age 60. Okay? So really, who this benefits are the individuals who have elected logger, have started working for a logger's entity around age 35 or younger. otherwise it's not going to benefit them much because they don't have to wait until their rule of 80 age. And their rule of 80 age will not come until after age 60 at that point. Okay? Now, if you flip the page over on page 6, this shows the police. We were just talking about general. With police, everything is the same as far as the plans are concerned and how it would change their plan. The only thing that differs is right now for police, their normal retirement age is already at 55. They could potentially retire at age 50 at early retirement, but again, it would be at that 30% reduction or 0.5% every month they are younger than age 55. If you go with the rule of 80, currently the contribution rate is 16.3%. The alternate plan, the rule of 80 plan, would be 17.5%, an increase of 1.2%. The unfunded liability is $179,732. Now, whenever I say unfunded liability in both of those cases, that does not mean you have to pay that up front. That means that is part of the percentage of that contribution, the increase in contribution. It is amortized over a 20-year period. So with that being said, there's no additional cost to going to the rule of 80, but it would increase the unfunded liability. And, of course, you see what it would do to the contribution rates.
Well, that's why I was confused. You said no additional cost, but the rate
the contribution rates is the cost.
So there is an additional cost each year.
Just the contribution rate is the only thing that increases, and that's on a monthly basis that that's paid. Okay. So with general, the 15.1% would be 17.7%, and that would remain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, of course, every year we reevaluate the end of February. We do our annual analysis, and if there are any assumptions that are not fitting in with what's actually occurring, we make adjustments in rates accordingly. That hasn't changed. It still remains the same way. It's just once this is effective, once the rule of 80 is effective, the percentage of contribution you would make every month would go from 15.1% to 17.7% for general and 16.3% to 17.5%.
It's interesting that under the police, they're higher to begin with, but yet if you go with the 80, it does not, it's less than.
I think that it probably tends to go with the fact that they can retire at age 55, and so there probably wouldn't be as many that would benefit from the rule of 80, if you will.
Okay. Makes sense.
I did go through that rather quickly, but I'm ready to answer any questions that you might have.
So do you have the figure that we're paying off now, and you may have told it and I just missed it, that we got, that's a 20-year pay when we went to the L6?
I do not have that with me at the moment. I'm going to see. It doesn't look like they've put that on here. That is something that I can get you.
Or Dawn may have it. Dawn Blue. She's, as you know, who works. Pardon?
General, we hold on the L6, 3.8, and police for 600,000. The police is right around 600,000. But they say we still have 21 years on that.
We owe 21 years on it?
Yes. But this would go consecutive with that, correct?
That is correct, yes.
What was that?
It would go consecutively with the other, the increase to the
L6. So that cost would be added to this other for 20 years?
Right. That one you said you had...
Yeah, had 21 years left to go on it.
Okay. Okay. So the amortization rates are going to kind of coincide with each other as they go along. So as one drops off, it might reduce the overall contribution rate.
Okay.
But they will go together.
Don, do you know how many in the general revenue and then how many in the road and bridge, or not, yeah, road and bridge, and how many in the sheriff's department would be eligible in the next 5 years, let's say?
I don't.
Well, not who would do it, just how many who would be eligible.
In the full supplemental valuation, it may have age markers on there.
Okay.
I didn't put the...
I asked the supervisors each one. I was surprised. I thought there would be more than there was, but they knew.
So essentially, it's going to cost the county a little over $100,000 a year. Am I looking at that right?
If you look at the the dollar amount
divided by the 20 years
with the 15.1,
if my figures are right on what I think
17.
I've been told, $6,669,000 is what we'd be paying off for 20 years.
And that's with addition of the
the 20
L6
and the
enhancement. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Annual dollars. I'm looking to see what
plus $2,089,447. The other something we're already doing, correct?
Yes.
So that's not an the additional would be the $2,089,447.
The $2,089,447 would be over the 20
okay.
over the
so
20
over
years,
and the $189,000
over 20 years.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, for the
yeah.
over 20 years.
$2,078,000.
Yep. So I'm looking at the dollar amount. The 2.6% of payroll for this increase is closer to $227,862. For general, and $20,147 for police.
So, well, realistically, what's the earliest age that somebody could look at? You said it benefited those 35 and younger that started.
When do you hire? Like at what age can you hire someone?
I guess 18.
So 48? No, 49. Let's see. If they're 18, you add two for every year of age. So if they start at 18 and they're 48, that's 30. 30 plus how many years?
Before 30 plus
30 and 48.
Yeah, so you'd
would
be 49.
Be, so 49, 50.
Top of my head over the next 5 years, that would be eligible, would be somewhere around